name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wherever Jesus is, things are different. Ordinary water is no longer ordinary, but water that wells up to eternal life. When urged to eat by his disciples, Jesus speaks about food they know nothing about. Food that is to do the will of his heavenly Father to accomplish his work. With Jesus, there is no interval between sowing and reaping, for fields are immediately ready for harvest. Wherever Jesus is, water, food, and harvests are no longer what we think they are. Everything is different with Jesus. Wherever Jesus is, unbelievable things happen. Those who are sick are made well, sinners are forgiven, the dead are raised, and most remarkable of all, perhaps, for John's Jewish hearers, a Samaritan woman with five husbands is invited to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, and she does. And then more Samaritans come believing. Already now the harvest is plentiful and the time of reaping is at hand. Wherever Jesus is, God's mission is happening as Samaritans and Jews are united in the same Messiah. The Israelites had an expression, God's word is God's food. Eat God's word, says Ezekiel, and it will be as sweet as honey. You consume the word of God because it is real. Paul calls it an active and living word, a two-edged sword. He says it sees ahead of time. It has the power to do what it says. For God's word is the word made flesh, sent by the Father on a mission to make all things new. God's word is a real person with flesh and bones. To eat God's word is to do his will and to accomplish his work. And when you eat God's word, your eyes are open to the real world where things are happening, where Jesus is making all things new, where things are different than you could possibly imagine. What is different about Jesus is the reality that he, the Creator, breaks into our creation to make right what has gone wrong. When Jesus comes into the world, the end has come. Jesus is the end of all things, for he comes to finish the work the Father has been working since things went so terribly wrong in paradise. The Father's will and his work is to lift up his Son on a tree. The Father's will is to place on Jesus our shame, to publicly portray him on our behalf in the most humiliating of ways, crucified and cursed. The Father's will is to lay on Jesus all sin, sickness, and death. On Jesus, who knew no sin, and then to rock the world at its very core with darkness and earthquakes in order to make all things new. Jesus says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. And Jesus does. Jesus, the end of all things, says from the cross, it is finished. And it is. It is finished. God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. And God's will is done on earth now in his gift of food that he feeds us from his cross, the food of his flesh. And by eating his body and drinking his blood, his will and his work is accomplished through us. Wherever Jesus is, time collapses. Sowing and reaping happen at the same moment. Jesus sows his word to that Samaritan woman, and she becomes part of God's end time harvest. No one is left out. Men and women, Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor, slave and free, all are invited to eat his food and therefore receive his endless life. And when you do, you enter into his labor. You become part of the mission. You become sower, and the fields that are white for the harvest are now your playing fields. And you sow Jesus wherever you go. As Martin Franzmann said, you sow him recklessly, indiscriminately, crying out, oh, what of that, and what of that? God's work continues in you, because Jesus is there and things are different and unbelievable things happen. Sinners repent and receive forgiveness. Babies enter the kingdom of God with not knowing that they are eternal beings. And humble, tired, broken people like us banquet on a feast of fat things and wine on the lees, as Isaiah so beautifully proclaims. What you sow is Jesus, God's word made flesh. Deaconesses sow Jesus as they teach youth and children and women, visit the sick and shut in, embodying Christ's mercy and forgiveness. Pastors sow Jesus as they stand in his stead and by his command, proclaiming from font and pulpit and altar that in Jesus' death and resurrection, all things are made new. And all of us, the baptized, feast together on food that embodies God's will and God's work, body and blood, food where we taste and see that the Lord is good indeed. Jesus says, do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I give for the life of the world is my flesh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.